Before we start, Milwaukee.
Oh, Milwaukee!
Are you ready?
It's the drugs from my generation. And it's a the cause of me, the fraud, the messing with me. Come on.
Welcome to the Uso Penitentiary.
Let's get it.
Gentlemen, welcome back to the DWI podcast. My name is PC Tunney. I am your commissioner and the commissioner
of the United States
of the Americas. And I would like to personally, you know, as if it wasn't already obvious that I personally start the show every week, but welcome you all to a very, 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 very special edition, impromptu special edition of the DWI podcast. As always, I am joined by the other half of the world's greatest tag team never. It's him. It tis him. It doth be the Baron of Blueprints, DPP.
That's me. That's me. I don't know if I want to be associated with Baron, though, and with Baron Corbin, too.
Sunday, you might.
Maybe. We'll see.
We'll talk about it. But DP, I would like you to tell everybody why this is a super too sweet edition of DWI podcast, and you know, just go ahead and bring the value in if you can, if you know what I mean.
You mean the
too sweet,
the most valuable plat? Is that what you want me to bring in?
I think the beans are spilled.
That would be Mr. Velvet Pipes himself here on the DWI podcast, Christopher Platt.
Greetings and salutations, ladies and gentlemen. Do not adjust your listening devices. Tis I, Mr. Velvet Pipes, gracing the airways of the DWI podcast. Gentlemen, it's good to be here. PC, I would actually call Mr. DPP the... not necessarily the blueprint, but maybe the blue shirt.
Ah, son of a bitch.
Well, he's also the dean of design and the colonel of construction, if you will.
And also a blue chipper.
What is this? What is this? A Nick? What is this? A Nick Nolte and Shaquille O'Neal production?
Well, I'm not shaving points.
If I left school, would my mom lose her house and job? I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
Yes. Yes, she would, son. Yes, she would. Oh, my goodness.
It's nice to have the band back together, though, gentlemen. This is like the NWO or the Shield reuniting, and it feels so good.
Yeah. Damn it, I'd say this is the Bermuda Triangle of podcasting right here.
Well, we don't want to get lost. We want them to be able to find us and listen to us, right?
Well, where can they find us?
Listen, we're the Bermuda Triangle of podcasting, and people get lost in us.
I could take that a couple of different ways, and the way I'm taking it, you probably didn't mean it like that, so I'm just going to let it ride and say, okay, cool. I'm just not comfortable with people getting lost in me. That's just me. I don't know what y'all got going on in Milwaukee, whatever you went to, that's your thing. I'm not judging. I'm just saying
people get lost in listening to the podcast.
Okay, so we're going to infect their earballs. Is that what you're saying?
I didn't know people had earballs, but if they do, let's fucking infect them. DP,
and
do you have any?
Go ahead. In the history of existence to go to sunny-ass Mexico and get a near not a tan. He's just as pale when he left as he is right now.
The trick is jump from shade to shade. It works very well.
See that guy over there walking really slow? Watch, watch. He's going to walk really fast shortly. Yep, there he goes. Oh, now slow again. Oh, really, really slow. Oh, now he's really, really fast. And then slow. And then slow. Slow.
I'm just saying, man, everybody that goes to Mexico comes back looking like fucking Pedro Morales. DPP? No. Not at all. Not even a little bit.
Ring the bell.
I look like Pedro Morales.
Pedro Morales. I like that. Ring the bell for yourself. That was good. R.I.P. Pedro Morales, BT Dub.
All right, yeah, I guess I'm going to have to talk after that. Thanks. No, not so much.
Well, you could say something, you know. I'm just saying. Say something.
Insensitive. Okay, fine. Let's tell everybody what's happening this week on the podcast known as DWI.
Maybe we won't.
That's fine.
Well, there it is.
Well, we're waiting.
No shit.
Well, it's technical difficulties with the sheet.
I remember y'all being much tighter than this. What's going on?
That's what she said.
DPP, let's let everybody know.
That's what he said about her.
DPP, let's let everybody know what's happening this week on the podcast known as DWI.
Well, we're waiting.
Sheet.
What? You got a sheet in you?
Right.
Sheet.
One more time. Let's let everybody know what's happening this week on the podcast known as DWI. I believe in you guys this time.
Well, we're waiting.
I like that, man. We had a little harmonizing going on right there. Boyz II Men back again, right?
Oh, Motown Philly's back again.
No, little Midwest swing.
Oh.
DWI going on. Not too hard and not too pale, but it is.
Oh, snap. Wow. All right. Bye. I mean, like, catch me at the end of August. I'm a little darker.
Okay.
Not much.
So you look Italian as opposed to German, right?
I always look German.
Nine!
Yeah, about 90%, yeah. And the rest of it is Danish and Irish.
Danish and Irish, so there's some color in there somewhere, man. If you want to dig, you know, deep enough. I'm just saying.
Let's put it this way: I drove for years, so my left arm is super fucking tan.
Are you a righty or a lefty?
No, that's where the sun hits your arm.
No, that's fair, but I'm asking you a question: Are you a righty or a lefty?
I'm right-handed, with most things, cool. with almost everything, almost.
So you jerk off with your left is what you're telling me.
That's not what I said.
Well, that's not what you didn't say.
Well,
DP, what about yourself, sir?
which hand do you jerk off with?
My right. Oh, no shame, man. I'm in a committed relationship. Of course.
You want to ask that question again?
DP, what hand are you, sir?
What was the other question?
Okay, what do you jerk off with?
Her left.
Pop.
Well, there you go. That's one way to do it. Let me sit on your hand. Let me sit. Hey, let me sit on your hand and see how it feels.
Yeah, let's not say what we did. I'm just saying, man, y'all from Milwaukee, man. Y'all eat a lot of the cheese and bratwurst, man. I don't need you farting on my hand and then trying to jerk me off with it. That doesn't sound like a good time in my book, okay?
The old stink palm.
Nah, I'm good, bro.
I'm not saying. Unfortunately, while we're in this neck of the woods, would you like to talk about Ricochet before we actually get going?
I don't think we should, quite frankly.
Anyone for penis? Anyone for penis?
I think the Ray Romano. I think the Ray Romano clip would be perfect here.
Oh, the Ray Romano.
Yeah. A hockey reference?
Hey, try not to shoot that puck up my pooper.
There you go.
I just played, he clipped his nails prior to. I'm not saying, I'm just saying. Because that could lead to uncomfortable situations.
I clipped my nails this morning.
Oh, well, good for you. So you are ready for the Ricochet.
That's not what I said. DPP, let's start the show. Ring the fucking bell. Gentlemen, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We have 9 matches at Stomping Ground. Let's run them down.
Really?
Yeah, we have 9. You want to hear them?
Wow. No, I believe you. I'm sure we're going to go over them, but damn, I didn't realize it was that many matches.
Yeah, I wish it was less, personally.
Agreed. Like 1 hour less worth. That'd be good.
Well, I just for the staff picks, which you should definitely check out at thechairshot.com tomorrow evening, you know, see who everybody picked. We've been hitting it over 70%. I think that's very impressive. You guys have been doing okay. I've been doing less than okay lately, but whatever. There's certain guys you should watch out for. Rob Bonnet has some fucking phenomenal picks. Andrew Belaz has been spot on with NXT, except for the last show. I'm trying to think who else. Corey Guns does well. I just want to shout out to the whole staff, actually, for always sending in their picks. Even Platt's favorite, Harry Bratwurst.
Shout out, Harry Bratwurst.
What?
It's a thing, DP. Had you listened to Potter's Ward, you would get it. You kind of told on yourself, brother.
I want to let you know that Ray Cash is the only person that gets his name spelled with a symbol.
What that got to do with the price of rice in China?
It's just shout out to Ray. I like Ray. Ray's a good guy.
Ray is a good guy. Shout out to Ray. That's fair.
Yeah, what does that have to do with the Price is Right and playing in China?
That would be fucking awesome. I would watch the fucking Chinese Price is Right. How much is this straw hat?
You can't say nothing, DP, man. You took your poor woman to Mexico and gave her Ebola, man. So you need to be a little nicer right about now. I'm just saying.
Hey, I gave it to her, but I did not give her a sickness.
Okay.
All right, guys.
She drank the water.
In honor of game shows, we're going to go back and forth. I'm going to start with Christopher Platt, and you can either pass or play on the first topic. And then the next topic will start with DP, and you can either pass or play. So I'm going to determine who wins each argument, and the second person has to take the opposite argument of the other guy. And the first guy gets to start whatever argument he wants on a perspective angle on each of the 9 matches. Are you guys understanding how the game works?
Nope.
I think I got it.
Yeah, well, good. I'm glad.
Absolutely not.
DP, play us some game show music.
What the hell did you just say?
Yeah. You guys will figure it out. DP, play us some game show music to kick off Stomping Grounds. Deal or no deal?
Greetings and salutations, ladies and gentlemen. And now, your host for this evening, ladies and gentlemen, PC Tunny.
Hey, Thank you. Thank you. Make sure to have your pets spayed or neutered. My name is PC Tunney. You can always find me at PC Tunney on the Twitter. I thought that was a very perfect time to drop that in there. But welcome back to another edition of DWI Podcast Game Show Evening. And it's going to be spectacular. This evening on my left, we have the most valuable persona. Oh, I like that. The most valuable persona. Mr. Velvet Pipes himself, none other than Christopher Platt.
Yeah, woo!
And as you can hear, and it's written down on my card as well, he is really good at doing his own sound effects. Mr. Christopher Platt, welcome to the show. I hear you're from Atlanta, Georgia. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, actually, PC, I'm from Cleveland, currently living in Atlanta, and I'm just happy to be here.
Well, I just fired my stage assistant for not writing that down correctly on this card. But good for you. Good for you. I'm happy you're happy to be here, and that makes me happy. DP, are you happy? And tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, Kent, I'm just happy to be here. This is a great game show. I want to thank Jesus. And say hi to my special lady, Marge. We did it, baby! Woo! Woo!
All right. We were going to give away $25,000 to the winner, but we're going to have to pay that to the creators of The Simpsons due to DP stealing a line from Matt Groening.
You suck, you jackass.
Yep. So now you guys are playing for nothing. Are you guys ready to get into the very first topic here on Stomping Grounds? CP versus DP. Ring the bell.
I'm very happy to be here.
This isn't Slumdog Millionaire, motherfucker.
We're coming to America.
Oh, it could have been both. I'm going to have to edit that out. 1717.
Why are you wearing a Mets jersey, by the way, and you're from Milwaukee? What's that about?
Kingpins again. I got so many Kingpins shirts you don't even know. They're all dry fit, so it's nice, breezy.
What's a dry fit? What's that mean?
Like the fabric of the shirt is like a, it's more like a polyester type of fabric than it is all 100% cotton.
It's like a loose Under Armour shirt. It's like a loose Under Armour shirt.
So what's that mean? You can dry it and wash it and it won't shrink? Is that what you mean?
Well, no, it will never change size. It's not, you know, the Under Armour stuff?
Okay, so more form-fitting, is that what you're saying?
Well, that, but like a third of the thickness, really thin and loose-fitting. So it's just a loose-fitting Under Armour shirt that's really thin. So it's breathable.
Okay, so it's off-the-shoulder t-shirt. You're wearing an off-the-shoulder shirt right now.
But it's not cotton. But it's not cotton.
Okay, but it's still off-the-shoulder. Like, you're showing some cleavage right now. That's what you're telling me.
No, not at all. These are what we wear for baseball, for softball. These are like, the most breathable, like, relaxed things you can wear.
That's cool, but you're still wearing Mets colors. I'm not saying, I'm just saying.
Oh, well, yes, this was one out of, like, 13 years we've done these shirts.
Well, don't feel bad, though, because DP, every show, he puts on Seattle Seahawks colors, and, you know, he's a cheesehead. He owns the team, so there's that.
I should at least have some kind of stake in it for my support.
Yeah, they could at least send you a T-shirt, right? Yeah.
Just not a
the Oregon Ducks.
Just not a stake in Mexico on the Oregon Trail, right?
Well, that's how we had the problems. Stakes in Mexico. Ha ha. Well played, PC.
All right, gentlemen. First topic, 205 Live Championship. The Cruiserweight title, Tony Nese, Triple Threat. Tozawa and Gulak are the challengers. CP, pass or play?
I'll pass because I don't give a fluck.
DP, you have 1 minute to start your argument, and CP will have a one-minute rebuttal. And
what kind of argument?
Go.
Why? What kind of argument? Like, Tozawa should be the champion out of these three. Who should win this match? why we should not watch 205 Live. I think Tozawa's got to win this thing because I think he's the only one that out of anybody that people care about. I think what they need to do is get some of these guys onto Raw or SmackDown so that you can actually watch them because they are good. Tony Nese is champion. Nobody's cared about. Drew Gulak doesn't know anything. You know, doesn't matter. Akira Tozawa is the only one that seems to get a crowd reaction. And if you want to bring in, you know, some better talent, have those guys be the ones challenging for the titles because you have no mid-card when it comes to the cruiserweights. So you need some guys that are have some star power. And a guy like Akira Tozawa can actually hold the title and be relevant, where these other guys don't matter one bit when it comes to 205 Live.
Christopher Platt.
I don't even need a minute, man. I just need 30 seconds. Akira Tozawa has a weird-looking face. Super talented wrestler. You know, I don't have anything personally against the guy. He just has a weird-looking face. And Tony, and for that reason alone, Tony Nese is going to win.
All right. Excellent. Well, we'll move on to the next match then.
He doesn't have a weird-looking face.
Tony Nese.
Whoop. It's time for an impromptu edition since we got extra time of.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be a DWI podcast first. Someone other than myself is going to run the very eclectic bit of your opinion, man. Christopher Platt, you have a question for both me and DPP, so I would appreciate it. And I feel like now you're a knight of the Your Opinion Man bit. You're the first knight of the Opinion Man bit. DP is not anywhere close to being where you are right now. I'm not sorry about it.
Wow.
Yes! Yes! Fuck you, Tom!
Pop! I roll. Okay. PC, DP. PC, we'll start with you. Does Akira Tozawa have a weird-looking face?
No.
DP?
Yeah, brother.
And that was the latest edition of Well, It's Your Opinion, Man.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
Where were we?
I think it was next match.
All right. Well done, DP. Love it. Love it. Big E and Xavier Woods are going to be teaming up. And I really like that. Like, on a side note, I'd like you guys to like chime in on how you feel if they were to go off as a tag team on their own. But they're taking on Owens and Zayn. DP, would you like to start the argument or pass it over to Christopher Platt?
I will pass it.
Christopher Platt?
Well, this is an easy one. I mean, I would love the possibility of Big E and Xavier Woods being their own tag team, maybe challenging for the tag team titles. I would like a scenario where Kofi has the world title and they have the tag titles. I don't know how well that works for a face, but that being said, you got to get Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn a win here because they need heat. Like the New Day, they're a main event act right now, and they're good. They're Teflon. But you got to get some heat on the heels. So I think that Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens are going to go over here by hook or by crook, because it doesn't affect the New Day whatsoever.
Well, I'd like to see Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn go over on this one as well, but to contradict your opinion, man, I like Big E and Xavier Woods being separate. I'd like to see them as a tag team, but we've already done this bit before. We've done these three as a tag team, switching in and out with the Freebird rules and all that stuff. I'd like to keep them separate with the possibility that we could see a turn. And if they start to be a tag team again, and there's not a possibility of really a turn happening, and I want to see that. So I'd like to keep them away from being a tag team, keep them as separate entities and separate match, you know, singles matches more, and just keep them that way so that we can have this possibility that something like that may happen. I mean, Biggie and Woods could possibly both turn on Kofi Kingston. I get that too. Keep them together. But when they, if they come to be a tag team again, we just can't see that happen. And so I'm hoping that Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn win this one just for the fact that they need a win, but also to see Biggie and Xavier Woods stay as separate singles wrestlers.
Bonus opinion.
So does Rule.
Yeah, they do.
Sorry, I had to do it. Sorry, Chris.
They don't.
Yeah,
they don't.
Well, they don't. I don't drink them, but anyway. Would love to see Owens and Zayn as tag team champions, personally. I think that's phenomenal. Love when they're together. I think they do great together. Would also love to see Big E and Xavier Woods as tag team champions. But I don't think you can break up the New Day ever. Like, I don't think you can ever turn John Cena heel. So let's move on to the next topic.
I agree.
Thanks, DP. Daniel Bryan and just Rowan. No first name anymore.
Rowan. Rowan. Rowan.
You suck.
You suck.
Anyway, against Heavy Machinery. And man, if Heavy Machinery.
I don't suck, but that's neither here nor there.
What was it for you? It was for Rowan.
I beg your pardon.
Yeah. Let's say you're pardoned.
Yes. I am a boy, Damon.
Mr. Blatt, pass or play here on this SmackDown Tag Team Championship matchup?
I'll play.
Your time starts now.
Yeah, so it's Rowan and Daniel Bryan, and they're facing the Otis and them, right?
Yeah, Otis and them, correct.
Otis and them.
And I like the way I like it because I don't know the other guy's name either. Like, I know what he looks but everybody's interested in Otis.
Who cares, man? It's just Otis and them, man. Yeah, I think Daniel Bryan and Rowan are going to win this one for no other reason that I don't even know their name. It's just Owens and them. Shit. Who cares?
DPE.
I'll tell you one person that cares, and that's Tucker. The teammate of Owens.
Oh, it's Tucker. It's that Tucker motherfucker.
Tucker fucker.
I think that's welcome to DWI Podcast 204. It's that Tucker motherfucker.
That's Tucker motherfucker. I think we have a name, gentlemen.
So I got to take the other side of this. For some reason, Daniel Bryan and Rowan are going
to
lose.
Here's
how they lose. That's right. Otis and them. Otis and them. That's like a morning cartoon show. Otis and them. Got Odie the dog from Garfield. I can see Heavy Machinery winning this match by a disqualification or a countout, some kind of shenanigans so that they don't win the titles, but they still win and keep some momentum going to keep this feud going because there is no other tag teams going on right now. And Daniel Bryan has done a great job of, you know, on the mic of trying to build them up and, you know, make them seem like they're a credible team. And I think they need to continue to do that to actually make them some kind of credible team because they're terrible. So Daniel Bryan needs to work his magic, and I could see that carrying on for longer by a disqualification or a countout.
So, DP, you think this goes to SummerSlam, perhaps?
Perhaps. Or at least to a match on SmackDown 2 weeks from now or something.
So this is the last time we see Daniel Bryan and Rowan versus Otis and them.
This is not the last time.
I just wanted an excuse to say Otis and them again. That's all.
Oh, this will be the last time they face each other because Daniel Bryan and Rowan are not dropping the titles. Next match. DP, Samoa Joe defending his United States title against against Ricochet. And I got to tell you, if you pass or play, I don't know. If I was you, I would play. I wouldn't try to follow Christopher Platt here.
Ricochet?
Oh boy.
I'm gonna grab a beer. DP's gonna start this one. I'm gonna go grab a beer, and I'm gonna trust that neither of you is gonna go more than 2 minutes here. Go ahead.
I'm not going there. I'm letting y'all know right minutes. Now.
Well then, you know what?
We did that on Tuesday.
And I will play. And I'm gonna tell you why he's gonna win this match is because I think Samoa Joe is better chasing a title than he is holding the title. As much as this was his first title, I think he's better off chasing after a title, and I see him chasing after the Universal title because they need some competitors right now, because Baron Corbin's not going to cut it, and I know Brock Lesnar's teetering around, and McIntyre might be the next one to go up against what's his fucking name, Seth Rollins. But I like Samoa Joe in there as well, going after Seth Rollins, and I think that could be a lot of fun. So I like Ricochet winning the title, having some really good matches with some guys his size, or you know, and doing some high-flying stuff with that United States title, I think could be a lot of fun.
Well, I clearly don't have my finger on the pulse here when it comes to WWE booking. And, you know, obviously there's holes in their logic and in their booking. But and as much as I love Rick O'Shea, like he's literally my favorite wrestler to watch right now, in ring activity. I had to preface that in ring activity. I would love to see him win here. I just don't see it happening. I think it's too soon to take the title off of Samoa Joe, and I would like to see him have a lengthy run with the U.S. title right now. I feel like that's a good place for him right now. I feel like the Universal title picture is a little convoluted or a little crowded right now. We've got Seth freaking Rollins. We've got the Beast in the Bank walking around with the boombox. That's cool. We got Corbin. Like there's a lot going on at the top right now. And I think U.S. Champ is a good spot for Samoa Joe. Have him have a long dominant run with the belt. I would love to see Rick O'Shea win this year, but I just don't see it happening.
That is a disgusting act.
It certainly was, but, you know, I just pray he clipped his nails.
Let's move on to the next topic, DP.
DP. Oh, how apropos.
Next. Yeah, oh, boy.
I'm just saying, man, you know, there's a hole in the logic here. I'm not saying, I'm just saying.
You weren't going to go there. Yeah, you weren't going to go there. That's fine. Reigns and McIntyre, gentlemen. Mr. Platt, pass or play Reigns and McIntyre.
I'll play this one, man. What the hell? Oh, well, what the hell? I think Roman is going to go over here. They seem to be keeping him tethered to Shane McMahon, who, quite frankly, arguably, with the notable exceptions of Disco Inferno and Baron Corbin, might be the hottest heel in the industry right now. And I think they're keeping him tethered to them because they're scared that if they let Roman roam free, he might start to get booed again. Because he's getting weird reactions now. Like, people don't want to boo, so you see some audible cheers, and then everybody else is kind of sitting on their hands. So I think Roman goes over here, and ultimately we get Shane and Roman again, maybe at SummerSlam. I pray it's not for the title, because that's not going to go over how they think it's going to go over. But, yeah. I got Roman here.
I'm sorry, DP. I have to interject. I just came up with what's going to happen.
It'd be.
Oh boy.
What do you mean, oh boy?
Ladies and gentlemen, can I have some decorum, please?
All right, I'll take that. I was going to play a clip of my own, but I like that one. I got some bad news for Roman fans. I think at some point. Before SummerSlam, you know, maybe the pay-per-view in between Stomping Grounds and SummerSlam, we're going to have Shane McMahon versus Roman Wayne, Woman Waynes.
Woman Waynes.
You didn't know there was a Woman Waynes, brother. And he's gone. He's gone. I insulted Christopher Platt with that Waynes joke so poorly that he left. I wish he was here to hear this, though.
Hate it.
Yeah, I know. I think he needs to go talk to Kariba. But I think we're going to get Shane McMahon versus Roman Reigns for the number one contender for the WWE title. Shane's going to win, and that's how we're going to have Kofi versus Shane for the WWE title at SummerSlam, DP.
Oh.
Oh. What the hell did you just say?
You know it's true.
Well, what I'd like to see, well, I've been wanting Roman Reigns to turn heel for a long time because I think he'd be he needs to be a heel, I think. As much as I want him to be a babyface, I think he needs that heel run. How awesome would it be, what they should have done, is Roman Reigns joins forces with Shane McMahon as the enforcer. It's Roman Reigns and Drew McIntyre. He's got one enforcer on each brand, supposedly, even though there's not really a brand split anymore. And those two guys can go beat the hell out of everybody instead of having, you know, the Revival in there. I think that'd be a lot more fun.
So you wanted to turn Roman Reigns heel?
I did. I've always wanted to turn Roman Reigns heel.
See, now, Chris...
You're a heartless bastard.
Chris, real quick, while we end this, the conversation on this match, do you like it better Roman Reigns turns heel and teams up with Drew McIntyre and Shane McMahon, or do you like it better number one contender match between Shane McMahon and Roman Reigns down the road for a shot at Kofi at SummerSlam?
I don't like either, but gun to my head, I prefer Roman turning heel. Because I'm going to tell you like this, WWE, because there's been a lot of speculation that that's what's going to happen. Shane's going to be, you know, the champion, and then Roman's going to usurp him. That's not going to go how you think it's going to go. So let's not go there. Please and thank you, and please. Trust me on this one. Listen to me now. Believe me later on. As deep as a PC plays hand puppets with himself.
Oh.
Yes.
Play that fucking song. Play the song by DP. Play it. Just play it. Go ahead.
DP, bastard, man. Your woman got dysentery. We not about to turn her heel no time soon.
Hey, my mom's got leukemia too, and she's fighting it right now. It's okay.
Shout out to your mom, man. All jokes aside, shout out to your mom. Seriously.
But yeah. I mean, that doesn't that doesn't mean he can't be a heel. I mean, I get it. You know, I understand, and I'm not. That's nothing against him as a, you know, a person or a superstar, anything like that. I think character-wise and everything, he would be better as a heel.
New Day, John Cena, Roman Reigns. Never heels. Play that Wheel of Fortune thing. DP.
All right, in circle gets a square.
That's the wrong game. DP. Oh. Bailey. I like it, though. That was a fun game. DP, Bailey versus Asuka. Faster play.
That's not the match.
Whoa, whoa. So
that's
pass.
Not the match, brother.
Oh, I read it wrong. I read it wrong. I have it written down right here. Look at it. It's written right. It's Bailey versus Alexa. Alexa. No, because you know what I wanted to bring up? There was a Twitter thing
that went out.
It was Asuka with a sword, and then it was Otis with a machete. Did you guys see that side by side?
Yeah, you sound like your dick's Lexa right now, okay?
I'll just edit it out. No, 38. Okay, Otis versus Asuka. I mean, Bailey
versus Asuka, huh?
DP, Bailey versus Alexa. Fuck you guys. Just do Lexa. I'm a professional, goddammit. I drive a Dodge Stratus.
DP, PC Tunney versus the English language. Who you got?
I'm the greatest man in the world.
Y'all can eat a bag of big eggs. Shit.
Everyone can eat shit. Big bag of shit.
Yeah,
I'll play with this one. So here's why Bailey is going to win this match, because Alexa Bliss is on Raw. Period. The end. No more questions. Play me off, Johnny.
That's some wild and wacky stuff.
Hey, man, I'm a guest here, man. You got to hit me with a really big show. Really big show. I'll pop for that.
We got a real big show today. Real big make sure.
Pop. I don't know why I pop for that corny shit, but it pops me.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got to do this then. We got to do this instead. Let's do it this way. Where the fuck is it? It'll be worth it. Trust me. Just got to find it. We okay? It's up towards the top here, isn't it? There it is. Where is it? Yep, there we go. Oh! Ladies and gentlemen, breaking news. Mr. Velvet Pipes is going to join us today. It's going to be a really, really, really big shoe. Really big shoe.
Pop.
No. Sorry. Don't mind me. You guys.
Yeah, you were. Well, this is the problem, man. You were uninspired. I found you. You're a little flat. You're a little flat.
Well, that's the problem. That's Ed Sullivan, though.
Yeah, but you've done it better in the past. I'm just saying. I expect.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. We got a really, really big shoe for you today. Really big shoe.
And now you're trying too hard. There's a middle ground somewhere. Yeah. You're not hitting it.
You just can't win.
Anywho, I got to take the opposite on this one. So shout out to Big Bud.
Let me just tell you, kind of Dean Martin right now.
Shout out to Dean Martin, man. He's from Steubenville, Ohio, by the way, which is where my mother and her family is from. And he used to be drinking buddies with my Uncle Vernon, R.I.P. R.I.P. Uncle Vernon and Dean Martin. They're, neither one of us are here now. This is before he got the nose job. He used to hang out with Uncle Vernon and drink and womanize.
What was what was Uncle Vernon's roast like?
Uncle Vernon's roast? That's hilarious. That's funny. I almost got named after him, though, because we have the exact same birthday, February 12th. So I was this close to being named Charles Vernon, and my mother thought otherwise. So shout out to my mother for making a very wise decision.
Charles.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the podcast, the most MVV, the most valuable Vernon.
Shout out to Uncle Vernon, though. He was a pretty mellow farmer, man. You wouldn't even know he was black if you didn't know he was black. Like, he had, like, gray eyes. He had this long, curly hair. Yeah, you wouldn't know. Anywho, that's neither here nor there. Alexa Bliss. I got to make a case for Alexa Bliss. Nikki Cross is with her and may help her overcome the odds.
Well,
that's the best argument I give.
We all know Nikki's turning on her, right?
No, actually, I think this is a Bayley heel turn, quite frankly. I think that's the swerve here, that it's going to be a Bayley heel turn.
You can add Bayley to that not turning heel list that I had before.
Yeah. She would make just a fantastic heel. God, I want her to turn heel too.
What if her and John Cena get together as heels? Huh?
Who?
Her and Cena together as heels?
Her and who?
Sure.
I don't have it. DP has it.
I didn't hear what you said. Oh.
Rapper dude!
Rapper dude!
Bro, are you lucky if he comes back before 2020?
I thought he was backstage last Monday.
Right.
What that mean?
Well, the first step is being there when they fucking record the show.
Bro, he just got on in the Fast and Furious, man. They're going to make like 35 more of those movies. He does not need WWE. If he comes back before 2020, we're lucky. And I miss Cena. I'm just throwing that out there.
I miss Cena. Did you guys hear about like the Nikki Bella retired because she has a brain cyst on her brain?
Yeah, that's kind of scary. I don't know what you do there.
Well, like, that was recent, yeah.
I mean, is there anything they can do with that? Like, obviously, nobody wants brain surgery.
Well,
so,
if it's benign and not growing, it's not a huge deal.
Yeah, it's benign, is what they said is benign. So at least it's,
That's still scary.
But still,
And obviously the back issues as well, because she was doing that torture rack type finisher, and that contributed to a lot of the issues she was having as well. So. Shout out to the Bellas, man. I don't think they get enough credit. I mean, they started out as, celebrity whores and whatnot, but they worked hard to make themselves decent wrestlers, and you can't deny the impact that they've had in women's wrestling. Like, it is what it is. So
listen,
shout out to them.
Yeah, I play this in tribute of the Bellas.
It's about time somebody breaks it to the Bellas. Talent is not sexually transmitted.
Apparently it is, though.
I'm not following that. Alfred, get out here.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? Thechairshot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
CP, I'm gonna bring Kreba in here.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
That's funny. I'm talking to Kreba. Kreba, you just got some play on the podcast. She said, oh, yeah?
Anything she want to ask anybody?
Shut up. I don't sound like that.
Anything she want to ask anybody?
Anything you want to ask anybody?
What's her favorite thing going on in wrestling right now?
Champagne or vodka. That's what she's asking.
Oh, after vodka, champagne. Juice? But if I hadn't drank yet, vodka.
So, okay, so they said afterward champagne, but if I hadn't drank yet, vodka. We'll see what she chooses.
Okay.
Stay tuned.
Ask her one thing that her most interesting thing she looks forward to in wrestling. What's she looking forward to?
Okay, what are you most looking forward to in wrestling right now as I smack the ass of this vodka bottle?
Oh, shit, yeah, that was that out of vodka bottle.
Oh, she said the AEW Fighting the Fallen show that we're going to next month in Jacksonville.
Oh, snap. Well, tell us about your journey.
Well, I mean, there's not a whole lot to say, man. We're going to the AEW show next month in Jacksonville. I can't give you a goddamn dissertation about it because the show ain't happened yet. But yeah, we get to see Jericho. We get to see Omega. Hopefully we get to see Jon Moxley. Yeah.
Kreba can. You can't? What the fuck? I can hear her.
What'd she say?
She said, we get to see all these people. You just repeated what she said.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you didn't have anything to say. And she was like, yeah, I'm looking forward to this, this, and this. And you gave me nothing.
What the fuck are you talking about? I gave you what she gave you, which was good shit. That's good shit. I gave you good shit. Just like she did. That's good shit.
All right. Let's move on. Are you doing okay over there?
Yeah, we had a little accident with one of our glasses we got from the Goodwill.
What happened?
It broke.
Great. Like
there wasn't Great. Any, there's not any long, elaborate story behind it, man. You know, shit happens sometimes.
So glad I asked. I'm not sure if DPP gets the pass or play here, but I'm moving over to his side just because of that horrible story. Becky versus Lacey. DP, pass or play.
I'm so glad. No, I get to go first, don't I?
I just asked you.
Yeah. See, I'm so glad that whole thing happened because I wanted this one first just so I could play this soundbite.
Clearly, Gizmo agreed with you. Becky. Oh, I'll play with you, Nikki.
I'll play with you, Becky.
Yeah, I'll play with you.
You want to play? Play with Nikki.
Please, yes. Check, please.
Have y'all noticed how Nikki Cross's face recently is like sideways? It's almost like if you get a pizza and the pizza delivery guy was going through a bunch of like turns and turbulence, and then you get the pizza and you open it up and half the cheese is hanging off the pizza. That's what Nikki Cross's face looks like right now.
No, that's just because she continues to stand next to Alexa Bliss. They're both amazing, but Alexa's just a goddess, like Corey Graves says.
It's hard for me to be sexually attractive to a woman who has a pet pig. It'd be different if she had like an actual farm and had pigs and cows and chickens, oh my, but you just have a pig like people have dogs and apparently you gentlemen have cats. That's weird.
I don't know. I'm down with a little squealing.
Apparently so. Hey man, whatever, man. It's your journey. I'm not judging.
Well, all right. Well, as the soundbite alluded to, I'll play, and I'll play with Becky.
And I'm Becky sure you would, sir. That whole Irish heritage thing, yeah.
All right.
Y'all can play connected dots with your freckles.
Sweet, sassy molassy, get out the checkbook and pay grandma for the rub down.
All right, Christopher Platt, your rebuttal.
Oh man, so I got to. I got to play up a old girl. Yeah, so old girl's gonna win. Lacey's gonna win because she's new, she's hot, she's fresh, and WWE is behind her. On a side note, I see, because I saw Lacey Evans live as well. I went to NXT show at the beginning of the year. There's a lot of heel potential there. She's going to be a good heel. I'm not worried so much about the wrestling. You can get that. That's just reps. But the thing that I have a problem with her with, and this will help when she starts getting more main roster checks, is her wardrobe. Like, she's supposed to be this sassy Southern Belle. She's supposed to be Scarlett O'Hare. But her wardrobe looks like she just bought a bunch of fits from the Burlington Coat Factory. And no disrespect to the Burlington Coat Factory. I enjoy the Burlington Coat Factory. I get a lot of my socks there. 5 for $10. Y'all should check it out. But, I mean, there's a lot of, like, thrift stores and vintage stores are hot right now. So it's not that hard to go to a vintage store and get you, like, 5 to 10 fits. I know they got tailors backstage in WWE. And it would really help her character tremendously if she did something like that. Because she got to step her fit game up. I'm just not buying the character because she got to step her fit game up.
All right. Cool. Well.
Want to pop some tags?
I'm not saying. I'm just saying. And maybe it'll help when she, when she gets a few main roster checks under her belt. Because it helped Charlotte tremendously. Not only did Charlotte step her fit game up, obviously she got some good work done, but it helped when she started getting some main roster checks. So maybe Lacey will be in that same category. But as of now, we don't believe you. You need more people.
Well, we don't believe you. You need more people.
Precisely.
Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, before we get to the last two matches that we have to talk about here and last call, I just want to let everybody know in a very, unique way that we have this week that we can... What do you got going on?
What's that?
Take a shot to that vodka that you suggested, Mr. Tunney.
Which vodka was that?
Kettle One, bruh.
Oh, yeah, Kettle One's always good.
Yeah.
All right, DP. Yeah, go ahead. Play it.
Drink it in, man. Yeah. Fuck you, I'm drunk. Fuck you, I'm drunk for my beer. I'm the same. Got more in the trunk.
Hey.
Fuck you, I'm drunk. And I'm going to be drunk till the next time I'm drunk. I walk in the bar and the fellas all cheer.
Something so he wouldn't feel left out, right?
I agree.
Yes. He needs to go get another haircut while he's gone, but that's neither here nor there.
How short do you want it to fucking be?
I don't want it short, Travis Bickle. I feel more comfortable the more hair you have. I'm a black guy, man. How you think I'm feeling about a bald-headed white boy? You don't think that makes me a little nervous? Shit.
That's a double standard. Come on, man. That's a double standard.
Hey, man, don't be mad at us because we look better with bald heads. Oh, that's one of the, three pros that we have in this goddamn country? Oh, cry me a fucking river, Jack.
Well, I'm sorry I have to look dumber to have fucking hair that doesn't grow in anymore. I'm at Clyde Drexler stage. Just let me shave my fucking head, asshole.
Clyde Drexler stage. Okay, and when you become an NBA Hall of Famer, you could have all the bald heads you want, bro.
If I was 7 inches taller, you never know.
Touche. I got to give you props on your athletic prowess. That's a shoot.
It's time for another edition of What You Drinking. Let's start with the man that I've been, arguing with, DP arguing with. We've all been arguing with each other. It feels good again to have this triangular, Bermuda-shaped podcast going on. But, Mr. Platt, you just took a shot. Explain to everybody what you were taking.
So shout out to the good folks at Kettle One, because not only do they have the original Kettle One, they also have flavors now, which include obviously the lemon. They have a grapefruit. They have a what's the other one, sweetie? Is it like a peach or something? They have a peach. And this particular shot that I just took was the Kettle One and cucumber blend, which it's a little less alcohol content, but taste wise, it's amazing, and I recommend
it. With mint.
Yes. Are you familiar? You hit.
Yeah. Get yourself a lime and some ginger beer and make yourself a cucumber mint. Yes, cucumber mint Moscow Mule. It's amazing. I just recently started on the mules. I fucking love them. My favorite is Tito's and ginger. This is straight up Tito's and ginger beer.
Bruh, we have copper cups. That's how hip we are. That's how in we are on the Moscow Mule game. We went and bought copper cups. So yes, I'm with you. Great minds think alike.
Try get some jalapenos and do muddled jalapenos with Tito's and ginger beer.
So you just put the jalapenos in the cup, or do you put them on the side like a cucumber?
Slice them up, take out the seeds, and muddle them.
Okay, I can smoke a bag of that. Yeah, I'll give it a shot. Fair enough. Mr. DP, what you drinking over there, sir? Probably some cranberry juice, because you had a hell of a time in Mexico and you probably tried to disinfect, but
sounds like a good idea. I don't need to. I made it through unscathed, so I'm all right. Now I'm actually taking it easy right now, Mr. PC Tunney. I just have a Mountain Dew. Later, there will be some Captain and Cokes, but
and it will be iconic.
Waiting for the Dillinator to get home. If I start now, I ain't making it very late, so I better hold off.
Touche.
Oh, and while I'm thinking of it, since I just picked up my glass, one of the gifts I picked up from Mexico were some new coasters.
Oh, very cool.
Hey, you got some Lucha Libre coasters.
Lucha coasters there?
Yes.
Some different colors, so there you go.
Another gift you picked up from Mexico was Montezuma's Revenge, but that's the deal.
Well, we had to bring home souvenirs, and she just couldn't find anything she liked. So,
the gift that keeps on giving, right?
Oh, it gave and it gave.
Sheesh, Luis. All right. We'll be right back to finish off the last two matches of Stomping Grounds.
This is your boy, Kenny Killer, telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head. Wait a minute here, PC Tunney. You're blue-balling the audience here, brother. What exactly are you sipping on as DPP puts on his Lucha Green Bay mask? Not Lucha Libre, but Lucha Green Bay mask.
Yeah, apparently I figured out who the other person that is playing the character that I originated. But I've drank many things today. I had a Tito's and ginger beer with lime. I had some Lakefront IPAs. I've had Fathom by Ballast Point IPA, which is a really good light IPA. I had a Coors Light. And I've also had one of my all-time favorite IPAs from the New Belgium Brewing Company, Voodoo Ranger IPA. And I know, CP, I've showed you this can many a times.
Yes, you have. I'm going to check that out eventually.
It's a really good beer. It's got a little hint of maltiness to it, and I really like it, but it's light at the same time. So if you're tired of the hazy and juicy craze going on in the IPA world, which I am, that's where we're at. Okay, so... I mean, this is like gimmick infringement. I started this character. Apparently, anybody wants to with a fucking mask and take it over and just go to Mexico and call themselves El Queso Cabeza. CP, you want to bring him in? Go ahead.
Yeah, bring him in. Like the conquistadors, you know what I mean?
I'm the asshole. Yeah, you are.
Yeah. There you go.
Although I gotta be honest, man, I feel
is
like
that the original? That's the original. No, sit down. So sit the fuck down and show both it side to side. Show plan. Let's do judge and jury here.
Yeah, that's gimmick infringement, bro.
Thank you.
He think he can get away with that shit just because he the fans. You know what I mean? And nobody's gonna challenge him.
Listen. Unless right here, right now, on episode 204 of the DWI podcast, you want to say that you're LK Queso Cabeza number two and that we are officially a tag team, that I am totally down with.
Like the Conquistadors, I'm Queso two Queso Cabeza dos.
Yeah!
So you can tell the difference between me and the original Queso Cabeza?
Yo, man, that's some American shit, man. They don't have Green Bay Packer ponchos in fucking Mexico.
I'm sorry. Wait a minute. Right was there, I man. Not in Sayulita, Mexico?
What do you say?
I don't even know. A week and a half ago, and I had this custom made for me. Custom really? Made? I did.
I just there want everybody to know right now.
Streets, in the little shops that are on the streets. And he had some masks. He had, like, the Seahawks and all them, and He had a Green Bay Packers one, and he said I can make a poncho if you come back. And I said, well, I'll come back, sure. And the next day, he had the poncho ready for me.
Shout out to the one. I hope he overcharged you.
He was. I'm sure he did. I'm absolutely sure he did.
How much for the mask and poncho altogether? Because you look phenomenal. I just want everybody to know DP right now is officially podcasting in his El Queso Cabeza Dos uniform gimmick. It's pretty impressive. I don't know if anybody at the Most Valuable Pipes household wants to take a look at DP. It's kind of impressive
now. Here, you got to see this. Come here.
Stand up, DP, so you get the mask and everything together.
The only thing that sucks is my phone. My phone doesn't recognize my face, so one of
them. Look at him.
And I quote, wow.
What'd she say?
She said at first she didn't know what she was looking at, and then she said, oh. He said he had the moves and everything.
So getting prepared, there's a Mondo Lucha event going on in Milwaukee this Saturday, so you know I gotta get ready.
Yes, DC Tunney, or excuse me, DPP, looks like he's about to fight El Pollo Loco at the Mondo Lucha event in Milwaukee. Okay.
Hey. Well, Crazy Chicken is quite the battle. Ask Peter Griffin. Hey, Lois, were you there when I fried
chicken on this
one. That was great.
I'm wiry.
Oh, no, yeah. No, well, no. What are you, the replacements now?
Funny,
yeah. Ouch.
You know I love you.
All right. Just because of that, DP, I'm going to give you the option to choose whether you go first or second and which match you want to start with. Because next time, the other person will go first or second. So you get the ultimate decision on who goes first or second and on which topic. So
the other person? Pronouns, pal. God damn it, pronouns, pal. I have a name, you know.
I don't listen to authority. Kofi and Dolph versus Rollins and Corbin. That's the general. Which topic would you like to go first, and would you like to go first or second on the first topic?
I'll take the let's go Kofi and Ziggles first.
Ziggles.
Ziggles. D-Ziggs.
You'd like to go second on the second topic?
I'll go second on the second topic. I'll play first on this one because I want to hear how Mr. Platt is going to argue the fact that Ziggler is actually going to win this match, because I don't see this happening fucking bit. I mean, it should have been me. It should have been me, Chris. Kofi Kingston, I just cannot possibly see how he's going to lose this thing. I mean, he's going to hold this title for a little while because, like I said last time, there's a bigger story to be told here, and Ziggles is just the filler in this cold run here that we have between WrestleMania and SummerSlam.
I'm sorry, but I'm looking at you on Skype, and that's fucking awesome, dude. You look fucking great. I'm sorry. That mask is great. The poncho is phenomenal. I'm too, sorry, dude. Lie, it's good.
I'm looking like, how is he talking? Like,
he's so serious right now, too. He's like, yeah, I don't feel like Ziggles ain't going to win. And you got the whole lightning bolts around your mouth and the beautiful Packers poncho. And it's like,
I'm waiting for
Jesus Christ.
On able to do a triple plancha or some shit. You know?
I didn't know Rey Mysterio was going to be on the show and be a Packers fan and talk to me about Dolph Ziggler and Kofi Kingston, man.
Rey Mysterio, no.
Hey, maybe that's who you are. Maybe it's El Queso Cabeza and Rey Mysterio.
This is popping me too, man, because I'm literally like watching the words come out of his mouth, and it took everything I could not to laugh. So I'm glad
that mask is fucking hot fire, though, right? I mean, seriously.
It is. It really is.
Oh, man. It's fantastic.
It's hilarious. I wish we had visual right now so y'all could see what we see. This shit is flipping hilarious right now.
If you haven't seen it, check out Twitter at It's Me DPP and how Queso Cabeza made his debut on the beaches of the Pacific Ocean.
It's also going to be on at PC Tunney very shortly because I just took a picture of our Skype window. yeah, it's fucking phenomenal. So, all right, yeah, fantastic. Go ahead. Finish out the topic so we can get the last one and let everybody get the fuck out of here. Go ahead.
Shout out to Dolph Ziggler doing his best NSYNC impersonation through this entire feud. It should have been me. Like, I've kind of been digging that a little bit. Okay, make a case for Dolph. Make a case for Dolph. All right,
was that
maybe because...
Was that NSYNC or Backstreet Boys? It should have been me. That's JT, right? That's NSYNC?
Same difference to me, man. I don't know. Maybe y'all would know that better than I would.
I shouldn't interrupt you, my bad.
Why? It's because they're from the Midwest, right?
Yes, yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. That's
it. He was insulted by that before, by the way.
I don't know why. He's a Mexican luchador. Why would you be insulted by that?
I don't care.
Okay, so...
It's a mariachi.
Yes,
I mucho.
Hey! Each time I sing to your kiss, I hear music divine.
No. If we're going to do it, we're going to do it right. Dance break!
Okay, all right. If y'all can see El Queso Cabeza, man, this motherfucker, this shit is gold, man. I'm serious, this shit is gold. Okay, real quick, make a case for Dolph Ziggler. Okay, because this is championship heavy, and most people think that all the champions are going to win on this show, so maybe they want to pop the crowd and let Dolph Ziggler get a quick win, and then it turns right back around and he loses it on SmackDown on Tuesday. That's the only case I can make. Right. It should have been May. Yeah, I didn't like it either, but goddamn it, that's the parameters that I'm playing with.
Last match, DP. Go ahead.
I got Nacho Libre on here. He took the good, you know, the good quotient. What am I supposed to do?
I left you Seth Rollins. You got to go on the. You get to go first on the last one. So.
Oh well. How magnanimous of you.
I mean, fine. You can take Baron Corbin. Huh? It's good with me.
Call Trump on your ass.
That was a low blow.
It was. That's fair.
All right. You go first, Platt. You got it. Rollins or Corbin?
Well, I mean, it's going to be Seth freaking Rollins. The only intrigue to this is who's going to be the special referee. Granted, I could see a universe in which they give Baron Corbin the title because he's just such a really red-hot heel right now. but I don't think they're going to take the title off of Rollins this soon. Like I said, the only intrigue is who's going to be the special ref. We talked about it on Pot is War, which comes out Fridays on Chairshot Radio Network. PC brought up that maybe it's Charlotte, which that could be fun.
Sorry, it's Thursdays. Pot is War is on Thursdays.
Yeah, if you ever get it out on a Thursday.
Yeah, it was out yesterday on a Thursday.
I get it out every Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday. DWI is on Friday. Pot is War is on Thursday. No, yeah, for a while though.
Really?
Yep.
Word.
Yep. Sorry.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
That's happening. Sorry. That's the thing.
You weren't informed. Okay, so. I apologize. This is news to you. I'm not trying to make you feel bad. I'm just trying to inform you or make you look bad. I'm just informing you. Pot is War is out on Thursdays, 8 Eastern. DWI is out on Fridays, 8 Eastern.
So you're not trying to make me look bad by making me look bad?
I'm just trying to tell you. I'm sorry.
Who asked you, Luchador? Anywho, yes.
Okay.
Anywho, all I was going to say before I was so rudely interrupted was that another rumor that I heard was that possibly Becky Lynch is going to be the special guest referee because TheChairShot.com. Always use your head. Okay, don't ever interrupt me with me. Ever. You understand me? Don't do that. Ever. Don't do that. All right?
Fine.
You understand? Are we clear? Cállate la boca, okay?
Si, senor.
Okay.
All right. Gracias. Anywho, I did hear a rumor that Becky Lynch might be the referee because that's the only person that Seth Rollins wouldn't hit with a chair, but I don't see that. ChairShot.com. Always use your head. Let me look up flights to Milwaukee, bitch. Give me a second. I'm about to look up. Anywho, yeah, Seth freaking Rollins is going over here. And El Queso Cabeza, if you can find a argument for Baron Corbin, God bless you and Godspeed.
The special guest referee will be Brock Lesnar.
Brock ain't coming to no
Washington. And Rollins will have to try and figure out how he combats both guys. Will eventually result in Seth Rollins holding on to the title because I think Brock Lesnar will beat the shit out of Baron Corbin out of frustration and help Seth Rollins win the match just so he can be the one to dethrone Seth Rollins. I don't think he cashes in, but I think he's a special guest referee, and that's where we get to the end of this match.
You're not used to talking through a mask, are you?
You know, it's surprisingly difficult.
How's your peripheral?
What about visually? Can you how well can you see out of that thing?
Actually, not bad. The only things that I can see are on the top and bottom. You can see the edges of the mask a bit, but otherwise, peripherally, you're pretty good. It's not bad. And the nose is nice and open, so no problem breathing there.
No, your mouth breathing right now, so there's clearly a problem breathing.
Your mouth. Oh, that's just me. Personally, I mean, you take the mask off, it's the same. So, you know.
And you called yourself wiry. Wiry people. Wiry.
I said tiry.
Tiry. I'm tiry. He's wiry, I'm tiry. So, yeah, we're the greatest tag team ever. Wiry and tiry. We've been joined by the MVP, Christopher Platt. Gentlemen, last thoughts on anything you would like to pontificate upon for 90 seconds. I'm going to go first so that you guys can think about what you really want to talk about. But this whole AEW, WWE, yada, yada, yada. I mean, don't forget about New Japan. Don't forget about, I hate to say it, but Impact, Ring of Honor. It's a blessed time. Enjoy yourself. Don't be too critical. Find something you like and follow it, and then pay attention to everything else. You don't have to get fully invested on everything. You can dislike things and like things and still like a promotion, regardless of what that promotion is. So disregard your hate and find the positives that you enjoy and, you know, exponentially cash in on them and follow that. And that's the best way to watch professional wrestling. So, DP, let's let CP, you know, bad cleanup here and finish the show. Your thoughts on what I was expounding upon?
Well,
where's the laughter coming from here?
You know what the laughter's coming from. This metal farmer sitting up here in a goddamn Green Bay Packer Lucha Libre mask and a poncho. or an umbre. I don't even know what it's called, man. But come on, man. That's just hilarious.
It looks good. I can't believe he kept it on the whole time. He's gonna be hotter than shit.
I'm just gonna pause my mic, man, so you can talk.
This thing's a little warm. Talking about other brands and a good time for wrestling, and it's a good time for like fresh new characters. New, it's like, you know, you talk about how summer is always kind of a downtime and they try new things. AEW is just starting up. You got, you know, I'm really interested in seeing, as far as WWE goes, the character of Bray Wyatt and what they're doing with him, because they have an opportunity to do something completely different with him. And it's very odd, the whole thing that they're doing with the vignettes. And he's going to debut soon, and I'm hoping, you know, for something different and something special for him, because of kind of the way the Bray Wyatt character just didn't, for me, didn't get over the way it should have, and all the losses they took. This is kind of a fresh start for him, and I'm looking forward to that kind of happening. And a guy like Jon Moxley, you know, coming out and new, being kind of a fresh start for him in AEW, that's going to be fun to watch. And you know, this summer is going to be interesting with that. A lot of different opportunities and the way they're changing up Raw and SmackDown, you know, bringing it back basically to not a brand split anymore. We get to see some fresh things. And that's what I'm looking forward to moving into SummerSlam. Platt, clean it up for us. What do you got?
Well, first and foremost, if you appreciate and enjoy the content that we provide here for you at thechairshot.com, the first thing you need to do is go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot and pick up your official chair shot t-shirts. We've got them in all shapes, sizes, and colors. We've got the old school designs. We've got the new school designs. We've got the Save Tag Team Wrestling shirt. We've got, obviously, my favorite, Jesus Did the Job. I'm going to be wearing that at the Fight for the Fallen Soldiers in Jacksonville next month. And we've got the shirt endorsed by one half of the possible main event of this weekend's Stomping Grounds pay-per-view, Baron Corbin, i.e. the Baron Corbin suck shirts. The bottom line is, man, we provide terrific content for you guys day in and day out. And if you appreciate what we do through our articles, our news, reviews, and analysis, and podcasts, show us some love. Go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Please and thank you, thank you, and please. That being said, another thing I have to say, it was phenomenal to be back reunited with my brothers in booze. Gentlemen, it's always an honor, privilege, and pleasure. And you guys have no idea how much I love and appreciate you guys. Like, I was out there like, I just jumped off the Titanic. I didn't have a paddle. I didn't have a paddle boat. I didn't have a life raft, any of that. And it's because of you guys that I am still in this game right now. So yeah, always, man. I know we talk a lot of shit, we bust balls, but it's always love and respect, man. We're brothers, man. Seriously, I appreciate both you guys. I love both you guys, and it's good to be on with you guys. As far as wrestling, PC, I got to agree with you, man. It is a phenomenal time to be a wrestling fan right now. And what pisses me off about, in particular, social media and wrestling fans in general, we spend so much time focusing on the negative when there's so much good out there in all the companies. There's so much good. Let's not necessarily deal with so much of the bad. We'll talk about it because it leads to interesting podcasting, but there's so much good. Let's try to focus on the good. And right now, it's a hell of a time to be a wrestling fan. And ladies and gentlemen, we are on the precipice of a boom period. And all we're waiting for is that one thing to just bring it all together.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you can get a chance to listen to this voice, I suggest you listen.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
And you've been listening to another edition of the podcast known as
So did y'all hear about the kid on First Take that sent a shot towards Damian Lillard, and then Damian Lillard hit him with two rap diss tracks, and then the kid responded with a diss track? It was actually awesome, man. Like, you can't tell me that the NBA is not the best league. Like, that happened. There were rap diss tracks between professional basketball players that happened. And it was awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, tune into Pot is War next week. Maybe we'll exploit that, you know, exhortation.
Exploit or expand upon.
Yeah. However you look at it. I don't know. Right, depends on where you're from. You could be from, you know, the middle of nowhere, or you could be from the mean streets of Greenwich.
Bailey got a fat ass.
Down in Mexico. Queso cabeza dos.
All right. Literally and exactly in Rob Lowe fashion, you're each going to get. Brother.
Yes.
You're each going to get 120 seconds. You're each going to get 2 minutes. And I'm going to let Platt go last because he's our guest, DP. But to talk about the NBA draft and free agency and NBA and the Anthony Davis trade, because this is one of my favorite three-man groups here to talk NBA, and we got each other. So I just want to hear your reactions. I'm going to leave mine out. DP, you literally have 2 minutes. I'm going to cut you off. Lacey Evans, Platt the same way. DP, if you're ready, begin.
So I just am appalled at the fact that the Los Angeles Lakers are like a 3-1 favorite now to win the NBA championship just because they got Anthony Davis, when they literally have nobody else right now. They just have two guys, and you're going to be like, oh, yeah, they're going to win the title. Well, bullshit. There's a lot of talent in the West. I don't think that's going to happen. And when it comes to the number one pick in the draft, Zion Williamson, let me tell you how much I hate Duke. I absolutely hate Duke. These guys are laughing because I'm still wearing the mask. Yeah, brother.
Yeah, brother.
Zion Williamson, as much as I hate Duke, I think I'm going to be a huge fan of Zion Williamson because of just the way he is, his character, just him as a person, seems like he is so humble. He is so happy to be there. When he came out, he was all, I mean, smiles and smiles. He's such a fun guy and everything. When they talked about him having a press conference and they wanted to talk all about Zion Williamson, and Zion Williamson turned to him and said, why don't you talk about RJ Barrett? Talk about my, you know, my teammates. This guy's awesome. And he just, we went on and on about everybody else but him. And then when he got after his draft, when he shook the commissioner's hand and went and did his interview, and he just was, you could see him just holding back the tears. His mom comes up, and then he can't even speak, and he's just so emotional. I absolutely love that. And I loved his character. I love him, his character as a person is amazing, and I'm actually excited that he's in the NBA, and it's going to be pretty awesome. I'm excited for New Orleans. I think they're going to be really good. Atlanta had a good draft. Ja Morant's going to be really good there, really good as well in the NBA. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a pretty awesome year. There's a lot of big talent that came in, so I'm excited for the NBA this year. There's going to be a lot of shifts in teams in the rankings.
So first and foremost, to piggyback off what DPP said, there's two types of people in the world. People that love
wear masks and don't wear masks.
Yeah, that's pop, pop.
Sorry, but sorry, sorry. I won't interrupt your time.
Common sense. And I, you know, and I was of the latter. I hate Duke as much as DPP did it, but that's how much of a transcendent personality and talent that Zion was, because I literally cheered for Duke for the first time in my whole fucking life. So shout out to him for that. As far as the Lakers getting Anthony Davis, bro, what else do they need? I mean, I don't know if LeBron is going to get back to the place that he was prior injury, but he's still going to be a top 7-8 player in the league. So you got Anthony Davis and you got LeBron James. All you need is somebody, a big man, to protect the rim. You need a couple of shooters. You need a perimeter guy that can guard multiple positions and hit a three. And then you need a Lou Williams. What's the guy? Lou Williams. What's the other guy from the Clippers? Jamal Crawford type of individual that can come off the bench and give you some points. Other than that, that's all you need. And yeah, they should be the favorites to win the title just off the strength of that, because there's a lot of moving pieces. Durant's going to be out for the year. Klay Thompson's going to be out on the year. And there's going to be a lot of moving pieces here in the NBA. And I think it's cool that the NBA has now become a 12-month long league, similar to the NFL. And it's where a lot of the off court storylines are more interesting than the on-court storylines. So there's a lot of moving pieces. There was a lot of good talent that came in. New Orleans made some really big moves. And it's going to be interesting to see, once all the dust settles and clears, where we stand in the NBA landscape going into the next season. And I'm excited about that.
Ring the bell, DP. My name is PC Tunney. You can find me at PC Tunney on the Twitter. You can also find my cohort over there at It's Me DPP right there on the Twitter. You can find this show on Facebook.
Facebook.com/DWI podcast.
And on Instagram.
At It's Me DPP for those Brew City wrestling events.
And it's not even a guess. It's just a reuniting of a super spectacular
bro,
super team.
Bro, we family,
it's like,
man. Like, yeah, it's, man, I'm like, an extended member of the family, okay?
It's like Bosh and Wade and LeBron got back together.
Yeah, like, yeah. Or it's like Capadonna with the Wu-Tang Clan. He's an official member of the Wu-Tang. He might not be on every song or every album, but he's an official member.
Let everybody know where they can find you, true. My friend.
Oh, yeah, I'm at The Real C. Platt on Twitter.
There you go. This show is at Podcast DWI. You can always check it out on thechairshot.com.
Always use your head.
That's live. My last thought for today. There you go.
That's live.
Yeah. Shit.
El Papi. El
Papo. Queso Cabeza Dos is fucking chiming in over there.
Donde eres la biblioteca?
Is Kreba still around? Does she have a last thought for anybody?
Kreba, do you have a last thought for anybody? Why don't you, as a matter of fact, come here. Put the headset on. Have a last thought. She has a last thought. She's being shy.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, she wants you all to step your games up, and then maybe she'll have a last thought.
Hold on. Hey, mama, do you have a last thought for anybody?
Uh-oh.
My mom is in the house, by the way.
Oh, nice.
You have
miss
a last
it.
Thought for anybody? Come here. Come say something.
Oh, Mrs. MVP.
Come on. Come say something. Come
oh,
on.
Hell
come
yeah.
On. Nobody, oh, she acting shy. She ain't right. Shy. Come here. Come on. 15 seconds. Give me 15 seconds.
Or just tell her to give you some words of advice for everybody.
Okay, mama, give me some words of advice for everybody.
Sure you'll wipe your ass.
Enjoy what? Enjoy the longest day of the year. Today.
Hey. There you go. Enjoy it, because now it's all downhill from here. Thanks. Yeah.
Yeah. She's going to give us a drop. I'm going to get a drop from Mama eventually. Just so y'all, it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
You'll do it. All right. Yeah. All right. CP, last thoughts?
Hey. Smoke weed every day.
DP?
Okay. Gracias.
Gracias de nada. Donde eres la biblioteca?
The library's over there, and you should really know better where the John is.
Hola, Juan. Hola, Esteban. ¿Dónde está la biblioteca?
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is PC Tunney. I am thrilled to always be joined by DPP and Mr. Christopher Platt. And you've been listening to another edition of the podcast known as DW.
You do realize you're not supposed to drink the water in Mexico, right?
This is what happens. You turn into a lucha. That's why we have so many.
Yeah, ginger lucha. How's that even work?
I'm not ginger.
What are you, I'm Canelo Alvarez, a ginger lucha?
I like ginger beer.
Shout out to the
Okr. Traditional.